Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5:12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The sun is setting across Israel, bringing a warm and calm evening. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, offering a pleasant night ahead. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze, perfect for an evening stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump says Iran probably responsible for attack on Saudi pipeline. That's from the Jerusalem Post just in. Also, Iraq under pressure after local Iran-backed militias accused of attacking Saudi pipeline. The Times of Israel reported this earlier today, also this hour. Report: Iran received Chinese satellite images that aided the attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. This comes from Israel Hayom in earlier reporting. Separately, IDF destroys Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge as Israel warns Iran against intervention. Ynet reported this from earlier today. And finally, Jewish institutions' security spending in the U.S. tops $1 billion. Axios brought us this report this afternoon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago about ongoing tensions in the region, highlighting regional security concerns. Emily Schrader, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today, underscoring the importance of not allowing misinformation to cloud public perception of recent conflicts. Ziad Asali, a prominent voice in Middle Eastern affairs, shared a post from earlier, highlighting a speech at the United Nations where Syria criticized Israeli actions, emphasizing the need for respecting national sovereignty. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the comments from former President Trump, he suggested in remarks reported by the Jerusalem Post that Iran is likely behind the attack on Saudi Arabia's east-west pipeline. This assertion could heighten tensions in the region as the attack disrupted a critical oil route. The implications for regional stability are significant, with potential impacts on global oil markets. Turning to Iraq, which faces mounting pressure. According to the Times of Israel, Iraqi authorities are investigating the role of Iran-backed militias in the pipeline attack. Baghdad has temporarily shut down two border crossings with Iran amid the probe. This development could strain Iraq's relations with both Iran and Saudi Arabia, complicating its diplomatic standing. Meanwhile, a report from Israel Hayom reveals that Iran may have leveraged Chinese satellite technology for an attack on a U.S. base. This information, sourced from the Wall Street Journal, suggests Tehran's increasing reliance on external intelligence to enhance its military operations. Such alliances could alter the strategic landscape in the Middle East. In a related development, the IDF has targeted Hezbollah infrastructure on Ali Taher Ridge. Ynet reports that Israel's actions follow the dismantling of a major tunnel network. Prime Minister Netanyahu has issued warnings to Iran, emphasizing Israel's readiness to respond to provocations. This action underscores Israel's commitment to its border security amid ongoing regional threats. And finally, in the U.S., Jewish institutions are allocating over $1 billion towards security measures. Axios highlights that these funds, meant for protecting against anti-Semitic attacks, could otherwise support educational initiatives. The increased spending reflects growing concerns about safety within Jewish communities in America. On the economic front, first, NVIDIA may invest $10 billion in Anthropic, potentially becoming a key player in its IPO. Israel Hayom Business reported this possibility earlier today. Separately, Ma'ariv Business notes that Anthropic needs $10 billion, with Nvidia considering a significant investment. This could mark a major shift in the artificial intelligence sector. And finally, an unusual protest occurred at a New Year event hosted by Bank Hapoalim's CEO. Walla Business reports that employees at a computing company expressed discontent during the holiday toast, highlighting tensions within the corporate environment. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 o'clock p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.